This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And last week, actually a couple weeks back, the House Republicans released kind of a statement, some ideas about dealing with ballot measure 110. And we wanted to cover that and along with some other things this morning. Talk about the proposal.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on first. So we have been working really hard in Salem to try to fix Measure 110, and as everybody can see, the results of what 110 has done down here has been somewhat catastrophic to the state, and certainly by the number of overdoses we have down here, even in Douglas County, it's been a real problem. So we've released our general outline. The Senate also did, and actually the Senate actually called for a emergency session. Which we haven't really heard back from the governor yet on that, whether she's going to do that or not. So, yeah.
Talk about, as you've looked at it, the issue. I mean, it seems like regardless of what part of Oregon you're in, everybody's gotten hit with this.
Yeah, and it didn't cause our homeless problem. I mean, our homeless problem has a lot of root causes, but it certainly hasn't helped it. And once somebody is turned into an addict and they can't work and they can't be a productive member of society, then you have the issue of, you know, what do you do about it? So I think what happened was decriminalizing small amounts of, you know, heroin and, you know, opioids, that type of drug, decriminalizing that just really took the teeth out of the ability for state and local officials to get people back into rehabilitation. And it gave them the basically they can decide whether or not they want to go to rehabilitation, and there's no stick to make them go back.
And what are some of the thoughts about how you address it? Or, I mean, do you try to change it, or do you try to repeal it altogether?
Well, and we're kind of headed down a bumpy road on that, because there are some folks out there that would just repeal the measure altogether. There's some folks that want to fix it, and I think my colleagues across the aisle on the Democrat side want to do very little. They just want to do more of a cause no harm tactic to the measure. The people in Oregon voted it in. I think the messaging was a little bit clouded. It didn't really say, and it didn't really do some of the things that I think it was promised. I think of it today, if it was voted on again, I think that it would. The polling shows 65% of the people in the state would vote to repeal it.
And then the challenge is, could you get an effort? Could somebody get an effort to put it back on the ballot again? That's not commonly done.
Correct. And so probably the best thing to do is to fix the measure and fix it in the legislature. Keep it existing, but fix it, or repeal it and replace it. And I think that's kind of where we're headed right now with our ask from the governor, is we want to repeal the measure and start over again. There are some things in the measure that really are good and have done some good, but they just haven't been used to the point where, for instance, spending money on rehabilitation, some of that money needs to trickle down into the counties, and we're starting to see some of that money from marijuana tax. But on the other hand, we can only tax marijuana so much, and that business isn't exactly doing really great right now either, because we have other issues with cartel and illegal marijuana on the black market. So there's a lot affecting the amount of money that's coming into the state, and then there's not a real good oversight committee to say where it goes when it should go. And then again, you go right back to the basic point of you're leaving it up to an addicted user to decide whether or not they want to go to rehab.
And you can just listen to the police scanner and hear some days overdose after overdose, some successful in being saved through Narcan, others not. And, I mean, the statistics even nationally are, you know, have gone up dramatically about the number of deaths from drugs like this.
Yeah, it's quite... It's pathetic in a way, and it's sad in a way. We have allowed, by changing our laws, we've allowed this to happen in some ways. If you know my background, you know I do spend a fair amount of time with the Sheriff's Department. I've done ride-alongs with the Sheriff's Department as well. And there was a day when you were able to, if you're a police officer and you suspect there was drugs, by visual or you know, maybe the way the person's acting, you could actually, you know, pursue it, investigate it, potentially arrest the person, search their car. But the way the law is written now and the way things are handled now, there just isn't any, there's no point. I mean, it's a $100 ticket to an addicted user that's not going to pay that $100 ticket.
And along with that, looking at the short session, what topics do you think are going to be tackled?
So I think short session Measure 110 is definitely going to be the number one topic, and there's actually a new committee that's been organized to do some oversight on that. I think you're going to see the Democrats have a plan, you're going to see the Republicans have a plan, and then there's also there's a ballot measure that's being attempted to put on the ballot right now, Max Williams, that actually changes everything, repeals it, and has a whole different thing, recriminalizing drugs. So that will be the number one topic. I've been told that we're not going to get into a lot of controversial things, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the Speaker of the House is running for another office, and there's a lot of political agendas happening in the background, and I don't think anybody wants to get very controversial. But I'm sure you'll see some green energy discussion. There'll be a lot of that as well.
What do you see coming on the green energy forefront?
So the state has a somewhat of a mandate, and there's, I think the bill was 2021, that puts some deadlines on when we have to convert to green energy and get away from fossil fuel usage. And that is something that I don't think we've done enough to get to that point yet, but our deadline's quickly approaching. 2035, I believe, is 80%, and we're losing some of our baseload electricity at that point, and we are going to rely on solar and wind, and then we can have the whole discussion about electric cars. There's a lot of stuff going on that I just feel like we're moving down the road way too fast and not ready for the transition.
Well, and what happens if we keep running at the pace we're at?
If we keep running in some areas, you'll be fined. I mean, there are some businesses that will actually be fined if they don't switch over to green energy, and that has a lot to do with some of the data centers up north and to the east of here. But if we continue to run at the pace we run, I think we'll eventually switch to hybrid cars. I think there's some of that happening, and I think it should, the market should be left alone to handle itself and make that conversion. But that's not how our legislature is pushing it. We're pushing for total green energy and no more fossil fuel usage by 2050.
And what other things are you working on legislatively right now?
Legislatively, I have a few. We only get two bills to take with us to short session. So I have a bill that is regards a tow truck bill that my predecessor had originally started, and we're taking that. We're going to modify it a little bit. There's a few other things that I'm working on that I don't want to disclose quite yet to see where they're going to go. But I think you're going to see a lot of discussion on education, our state education levels, and you know, kind of where our governor's headed with, at some point, she doesn't want to hold kids accountable for their grades anymore, and we're not for that. So we're kind of pushing back the other way, and curriculum as well.
And following the pandemic, there's been a lot of talk about learning loss, and apparently Oregon is cited as one of the places where that's impacted been more.
Yeah, Oregon, the pandemic really hurt our kids. It really did. Our public schools and going all in with all the restrictions that we had, it's sad. And you know, it takes a long time to recover from that. You have some kids out there that missed a couple of years of the best years of their lives in high school because they couldn't attend public school.
Any other topics you want to let people know about?
At this point, no. I've been really busy lately. I did 10 events in the last 7 days, 8 days counting today. All kinds of fundraisers going on right now. We've got a lot of stuff in the works for this winter, and just keeping busy.
All right, State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.